My friend Bob Adams printed out some weather charts here, so I'm just getting ready to look them over.
After 27 years in Unalaska, Mike Gebhardt is getting ready to leave town. But when he takes off this week, he's going to do it in an unusual way. By sailboat. With an old friend from California and another crew member from Unalaska, Gebhardt plans to sail his 46-foot cutter from Dutch Harbor to Seward on the Kenai Peninsula, a trip he figures will take him about 2 weeks. On Monday afternoon, he was sitting at a small desk in his sailboat, the Christina E., at the Unalaska Small Boat Harbor, looking over charts of his route.
The hardest part is predicting the weather, and the open stretches between like Sandpoint and Kodiak. That's going to be one to watch real close. And then, of course, here starting out, you got to get across Unimak Pass, which is pretty busy with traffic, and it's wide open.
With regular gale force winds and unpredictable seas that are considered daunting by skippers of much larger vessels, the Aleutian Islands aren't terribly popular with the recreational boating crowd. The Christina E. is one of only four sailboats docked at the small boat harbor in Unalaska. Gebhardt says the boat hasn't gotten much use in the 14 years since he sailed it up from Seattle to Unalaska, and he's planning on selling it when he gets to Seward.
We've gone over to English Bay, basically, up around the corner from Priest Rock there, and we've gone back into Captain's Bay, and then we've done day sails, but very limited use. I think it was a mistake to bring it up here because we just don't use it enough. And with this weather and everything, it just kind of... It's hard to keep up, with everything.
Gebhardt hopes to actually sail the Christina E. for as much of the trip as possible. But with more than 700 miles of mostly open water in front of him, he isn't going to push his luck.
You know, if the wind doesn't blow, you're not going to sit around and wait for it to blow. Because if it does, it's you're just asking for trouble. We're going to probably be doing a lot of motoring. But if the wind is right... the wind's coming from the right direction and we can sail, where we want to go, then we're going to, sail.
Gebhardt first came to Unalaska in 1979 to work as a seafood processor. Earlier this year, he took a job working on tugboats for the Crowley Maritime Corporation along the West Coast. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.